There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello. You are listening to another episode of Somewhat Grown Up with me, Gemma Miller. How are you doing today? I hope you are all doing well. I hope you've had a good week, got up to some really fun things. Even if you haven't, I hope you're just living your best life as much as we can. I know this time of year can be quite difficult. Like, it's getting cold, the nights are coming in earlier, and for some of us, it can be really quite difficult. And I know for me, I've been really kind of struggling this year, and I don't know if it happens every year, but I just kind of forget about it because autumn is one of my favorite seasons. Like, I love all the leaves changing colors, falling off the trees. Like, it's so autumnal, it's so cozy. But then there's also this other side of it that it's just not my favorite, where it's freezing cold, I'm in bed with like 20 million layers on, and I just don't know what to do with myself half the time because it's not warm outside. So you don't really want to go out and try and do stuff, but at the same time you do, I don't know. It's really, really hard. So I hope you are doing well, looking after yourself, making sure you take care of yourself first, because we really need to prioritize ourselves this time of year and making sure that we are doing okay. So if you need a little reminder to do that, here is your sign to actually try and take care of yourself as much as you can, because before you can help anybody else, you have to help yourself first, right? Like, I'm quite a big believer on that. And I've really been trying to practice that quite a lot at the minute, because where everything's been quite busy for me, and we're actually going to talk about that in the second part of today's episode. We're going to talk about like managing our time a little bit better and how do we do everything, right? I know we've spoken about it a couple of times, but it's really hitting me at the minute how important it is to do all of that. But then also prioritize yourself and make sure that you are getting the most that you can out of any and every situation and taking care of yourself. Whether that is literally just needing to go and brush your teeth or needing to go and have a snack, have a hot drink, have a read for a minute, like get up and have a walk around for 10, 15 minutes just for yourself. Like, the only intention behind doing that is for you. You know, like, you're not helping anybody else. It's got nothing to do with anybody else. It's all about you and making sure that you have your priority on yourself, right? Sometimes I've been needing that reminder lately. So if you are like me and you need it as well, this is your reminder to get out, do something for yourself, and just prioritize yourself. Even if it's once or twice this week, prioritize yourself. So my week this week has been a little bit hectic, but also not really hectic. I've got a first like few assignments coming up for my master's, which feels really strange because I literally have just finished my undergrad. So I was kind of at that point of like third year at uni, everything's getting done, like it's all fast paced. I've come to start this master's and now doing the first few assignments, you're basically back in first year again. And I don't know, I'm finding it a little bit hard to wrap my head around, but I'm also just trying to get things done, right? Like, I've got a deadline coming up, and then the following week, I have another deadline. So it's like I've got to chase things up and get reports done and do essays, which it's not really fun. Like, that's not really how I want to be spending my time. But also, you have to do it sometimes. So that's kind of like how I've been spending my week. But I did do a very exciting thing this week. And I finally got myself a new laptop. I don't know how much I have said this, but my laptop, my old laptop, has been slowly dying on me. You know when slowly everything stops working, the storage kept getting full. It was just running so slow to the point where the other week I was like, I've had enough. Like, I need a new laptop. I need to just actually pull my finger out and do it and buy it. So I went in to an Apple store and I traded in my old laptop, which I would highly recommend if you've got an Apple like Mac and you want to upgrade, trade in your old one, because unless you've got a reason to keep the old one, it gives you a little bit of money off, which, I mean, doesn't hurt, does it? Especially when laptops are expensive, everything is getting a little bit more expensive. So honestly, wherever I can save a tiny bit of money, I will. And so I traded in my old laptop for my new laptop, which I am very excited about. I'm still kind of figuring out like a lot of different things to do with this laptop, and there's like a few new features and settings and stuff like that, and everything is running so much faster, which honestly is just incredible. Like, I'm so happy with how it is now, but I'm getting there. Like, I'm slowly adjusting. I really need to get like a case for it and properly look into every single feature that I can use. But also, do you ever find there is just too much to learn about new technology? And sometimes I just can't be bothered. So right now, it's serving me for what I need it to serve me. So I'm just going to keep it at that. And I'm going to try and take the best care of it so that it lasts a little bit longer than my old laptop did. Because my old laptop, I was just constantly using. I was never updating it. I was never deleting things. Like, there was so much I probably could have done better. So I'm trying to learn a lesson with this new baby, my new child, my new investment, and I'm going to take care of it a little bit better. But to be honest, that kind of took over my week. Like, I went shopping to get the laptop. I also got a couple of other things. I went into London at the weekend and went out. There's a Disney expedition on at the Excel Centre in London. I think that was where it was. And so me and my friend went there over the weekend, which was so lovely. And it was nice to just have a weekend where I did nothing kind of productive as such, but I really had a great time. Like, I met up with a bunch of different people. I went out with my friend into London. Like, that's always really nice things to do. But I find I kind of just forget to do it. You know, where work sort of takes over, life feels like it sweeps you up and spits you out and you're just like an absolute mess half of the time. That's how I've been feeling. So it was nice to actually have a weekend where I didn't do anything as such, but also it was kind of busy, but it was like a nice busy, like it wasn't too overwhelming. I had some downtime. I'm a Celebrity starts, which is amazing. I started watching it and I've been continuously watching it and I am absolutely loving it at the minute. And that's kind of taken over most of my week. But apart from that, it's been a little bit mundane. It's been a little bit work, uni, work, 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 basically. Which, I mean, kind of sums up my life at the minute. And I'm not complaining because I do actually really like my job. I do really like everything I'm doing at the minute. But it is like same old most of the time. But we make it work and we try and add in some like exciting things, like going shopping, getting myself a new laptop, like going into London and having a bit of like a chilled day, but also a really fun Disney filled day. And it's really helped. I also booked a holiday for next year, which I feel like I've been needing to do because I just need something to look forward to sometimes. So I'm going away next year. I've got the first holiday booked. I'm thinking of doing another one, but we're just going to see, kind of see how it goes. But then this weekend, I've got absolutely nothing planned and I'm so excited for that as well. I feel like it's nice to do things, but also it's nice to not do things, right? And I feel like I'm really starting to appreciate the days where I don't have to do a single thing, where I don't have to change out of my pajamas if I don't want to, and I can just absolutely chill to the next level. I don't know if it's just because I'm getting slightly older, things are getting a little bit more tiring, and I feel like my days are spent doing too much with too little time. But when I have a day where I have absolutely nothing to do, I just absolutely love it. And I can't wait. That's what I'm going to do on Sunday this week. I've got a Sunday roast. And then apart from that, I'm doing nothing. I'm going to watch films. I'm going to watch some TV series that I'm getting into at the minute. And I'm just going to have a great time before I then go back to uni and go back to work next week. Because that's just what we have to do sometimes, right? Like sometimes we just have to have a day of doing nothing before the chaos starts again the following week. You know, like we need to be set up for the week. And that is what I shall be doing this weekend. Because honestly, I feel like I need it, you know? So I hope you have had a good week this week and got up to some really fun things. Maybe not productive, maybe productive, whatever works for you. Because do you know what? Sometimes we just need those days where we don't do a single thing. So let's go to a break now. And then when we come back, we are going to be talking about managing a busy schedule.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome back. So, as I was saying before we went to a break, life can sometimes get a little bit busy. And I don't know about you, but recently I've been getting a little bit busier. As you'll know, I started a master's a couple of months ago at the same time as starting a brand new job. And honestly, looking back 2 months in, I don't know why I did both at the same time, but somehow that happened. And now we're here and I'm still getting everything done. Like everything is still great. I'm absolutely loving everything I'm doing, but it's a lot to manage all at once. And not only do I have that, I then get up in the morning because I work in the evenings. So I have a lie-in in the morning. I get up and I try and like have a chilled but also productive day before I go to work in the evening. But the thing is I'll sit down, I'll get up TikTok, and I look through TikToks, and then I see people who work like regular 9 to 5 hours, but then they get up at like 4 a.m, they're going to the gym, they're making all this meal prep, they are absolutely living their most like productive life. And I look at it and I just think, is that not exhausting? Like, do you not get tired of constantly doing things? And half of the time they are productive things, don't get me wrong. Like going to the gym is an absolutely great thing to do, but I get home from work and then I get up in the morning and the last thing I want to do is go to a gym. I don't want to put on workout clothes, I don't want to go and get sweaty, I want to sit downstairs, I want to watch TV, and I want to do absolutely nothing. But then I also find myself sitting downstairs doing that thinking, I really know I should be doing something else. Like, I know I should not just be sitting here all day. But also, all I want to do is sit and watch TV all day, right? And then you look on social media and these people just seem to be doing everything all the time and they're like hustling to the next level. And I just don't understand how people do that. Because I mean, maybe I'm just a little bit of a lazy person, but I need my downtime. I need my time where I am doing absolutely nothing, thinking about absolutely nothing, and just chilling. And I don't know how some people on social media just don't seem to want to do that. I don't get it. Maybe we're just different personalities, probably. But also, I'm quite happy in my own lane, doing my own thing, maybe being a little bit more chilled and not hustling as much as the next person. But that's kind of okay at times, because honestly, sometimes it can feel like you have way too much to manage to the point where you just don't want to do anything. And I get it. That is completely normal, but I just don't think it's spoken about enough. And recently, it's kind of been getting to me a little bit. I've been watching more and more people be super productive and get loads of things done and just be really successful in whatever they're doing. And I've been thinking, maybe I need to do more. But then I thought, you also have to listen to yourself, right? We know ourselves better than anybody else. And so we have to listen to what we need. And so I've been trying to do that and give myself some downtime, but also manage my time a little bit better so that I'm working, I'm getting my uni work done, I'm getting everything done I need to get done, but also I'm having time to go and see my friends, I'm having time to have a chill, watch TV. I've started working out again because I kind of stopped for like a couple of months, especially when starting my new job, when starting my master's. I just felt like I didn't have time for anything other than those two things. And so everything else just kind of fell to the side. But now I'm a little bit more settled. I'm trying to pick back up on some of those healthy habits, like going on walks, journaling how I'm feeling just to get something out on paper, having a little bit of an exercise. I've been doing some Pilates again. I literally just look up like a YouTube video on if I want to do a leg workout, I'll do that. If I want to do yoga, I'll do that. Like I just pick what I want to do on the day at the minute. And at some point I'm going to try and get into more of a routine with it. But right now I'm just trying to get back into doing it. Because I think what we can tend to do, especially if you're feeling like you've fallen off the wagon, like I have, the hardest thing is when you suddenly pile up a load of things that you want to do, that it feels to the point where it is impossible. Does that make sense? Where you're like, right, I need to get 20 things done before I go to work. I need to get 20 things done when I get home from work. Sometimes that is not just realistic for us. And we need to be a little bit more open and honest with ourselves on what we can manage. And I have found doing that has helped me quite a lot. It's taken away a lot of this like self-criticism and judgment of wanting to do more and then managing my time in a way that works for me. Like I now have kind of a set schedule for my day, which will look very different to yours depending on what you're doing, because I start work at 5:30 p.m. So I have my dinner at about 4 o'clock. I then leave for work at 5 to get to work on time. I get home at about 2 a.m. So it's all a little bit topsy-turvy, but I feel like adjusting to that has been the best thing I could have done. Like I'm no longer fighting against it. I will sleep in until 10 a.m. if I need to sleep in until 10 a.m. because my day looks a little bit different to other people. Your day is going to look a lot different to mine. It's going to look a lot different to someone you see on TikTok posting this like perfect schedule of their day. Everybody's is going to look different. But it's finding those little things that work for you. I've recently got a calendar on my phone and I'm finding that's really helping just to navigate the set things I have to do. Like if I have a training course, I can add that in. If I'm meeting up with someone, I can add that in. I don't add in like the exercising and I do my nails now at home to try and save myself a little bit of money. So I don't like add those things in. But I then plot on a bit of paper what I want to add in for the week. And I'm really finding it helpful. Like I used to have a very different way of managing my time, but this is now working for me. And I think it goes to show that everything is going to change for us. No matter what we're going through, we all go through different phases, and there's always going to be more we want to do. And sometimes there's going to be less that we want to do. We want to work smarter, not harder. You know, like, I do quite like that quote. But also, we do need to work hard. We do need to try and get those things done that we need to get done. But also, you need some downtime. Like, you don't need to be looking at people on TikTok who are getting up at 4 a.m., going to bed at, like, I don't know, 9 p.m., 10 p.m., and are managing to get so much crammed into their day. Because I look at that and I just feel tired. And I just feel like, do you know what? That is not going to be me. And I've tried to live up and I've tried to be that person. But sometimes that's just not the way it works. I manage my time for myself now. And I manage my time the way that I need my time to be managed. And honestly, it really helps sometimes doing it that way. Just changing it up a little bit can really make the world of difference. So maybe give it a go. Maybe see how you go. And I don't know. Just try not to be too judgmental on yourself. Because we have a lot. No matter what you're doing, there is always a lot on our plate. And there's always this thing where, like, we need to be super busy and we need to be getting everything done. But actually, managing our time that makes it less stressful, managing our time that makes it more actually achievable for us, is definitely the way to go. And I'm trying to adopt that so much more in the way I schedule my time now. And it's actually really, really helpful. So maybe give it a go this week. Try be a little bit less judgmental towards yourself. And manage your time in a way that works for you, whether it's a calendar on your phone, whether it's a written diary, whether it is just scribbling it down on a scrap piece of paper, but making sure you don't lose that piece of paper, whatever works for you. I'm not here to judge, because I write on a scrap bit of paper most of the time, and then sometimes I do lose that bit of paper. But anyway, that's like a situation for a whole other day. Let's go to another break now. And then when we come back, we have got our listener dilemma of the week.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
So this week's listener dilemma was sent to me over on my Instagram. As always, you can send them to me on Instagram, which is gemma.miller, or send them to the podcast Instagram, which is Somewhat Grown Up with Gemma Miller. Because either way, they come through to me and I will pick one and we will talk about it on the episodes. So if you want to be featured, everything is anonymous, of course, but do send them through to me. So today's listener dilemma is about communication, which, as we know, I feel like is something I say in most listener dilemmas. So let's get on into it. Hey Gemma, so I know how big you are on communicating in a relationship. Me and my girlfriend both listen to your podcast and have been trying to communicate how we feel more often, which to start was amazing. We grew together so much by doing this. However, last night she sat me down because she wanted to talk me through how she was feeling about something, and it has thrown me off guard. A guy at her work has shown interest in her in a way other than just a platonic work friend. She isn't interested in him, but it has got my back up after past cheating that I have gone through. I have tried to get it out of my mind, but I just can't seem to shake it. Now, first off, I'm so glad that you and your girlfriend listen to these episodes. I feel like it's nice to know, because I'm just rambling to myself, but I'm not, because you're listening to me. And it's a weird paradigm that I sometimes find it hard to realize is actually going on. So thank you so much for listening to these episodes. And I know I do go on about communicating quite a lot because I think it is a massive, massive thing to do, especially in a relationship with anybody, friends, partners. We should be communicating how we feel. And I think for starters, this is really brave of your girlfriend to sit down to talk to you about how she is feeling about this situation. Can't have been easy for her to do, but it also can't be easy for you to hear at the same time, right? Because naturally, when we're in like a romantic relationship and someone else shows interest in our partner, it gets your back up a little bit. It makes you a little bit jealous. It brings up feelings that maybe you don't want to be feeling, especially when you have got past in this sort of situation and when you have got that history of being cheated on and feeling like there's no trust there. So then it's hard to trust someone. But I think sometimes, as hard as it is, we do have to take things as they come. And your girlfriend has sat you down. She has spoken to you about this. She's not wanting to do anything behind your back about it, which I think is a massive, massive thing. And in a relationship, that is such a big win. The fact that she has felt comfortable enough to sit you down and tell you about that is amazing. But I do get it. It spins a little bit of jealousy. It doesn't make us feel good as such unless we try and take it in a good way. The thing I'm like really getting here, and honestly from past experiences myself, I totally get it. When you've been in a relationship where there's perhaps not as much trust, there is cheating, there has been awful communication somewhere along the lines to do with that. Especially when cheating has been hidden from us for a while, like it's not easy to go through and it can stir up so many bad emotions within us. And I wonder how much you have sort of spoken about how you feel about your past with that. Like how much have you kind of worked through what happened in order to not let it leak into your relationship now? Does that kind of make sense? And so for me, I've been trying to get back into doing this lately, but journaling how I feel has been so helpful. Writing down how I'm feeling on a day-to-day basis, writing down about past situations that have happened to me, not just with like my relationships in the past and some of the bad stuff that went on there, but even just other things that have happened in the past that I find coming back into my life. Because what this has kind of done is triggered some of those emotions for you. So maybe write them down. Get it out on a bit of paper. If you feel comfortable enough to sit down with your girlfriend and talk through it as well, that is absolutely amazing. But also just getting it out in whatever way works for you to try and move past that. Because you're now in a relationship where you guys are communicating amazingly. You're sitting each other down. You're talking through the situations that are going on in your lives. And that is so great. So we don't want past stuff to kind of leak into that, you know? Does that kind of make sense? I don't really know. For me, I have noticed that happening quite a lot in my current relationship where you just can be so quick to jump to an assumption that actually isn't about that person at all. It's more a reflection on what's going on inside of you. And that's not a bad thing at all, because we all have past stuff that leaks into our current life and becomes a part of our present, because that's what we're used to. If you've gone through cheating, you kind of become a little bit accustomed to that. And so it does bring you back up a little bit. It does bring up some feelings that maybe you don't want to be having. So writing them down, talking them through, it's all really good ways to kind of go about it. But I do really feel like you've got such a strong relationship here and you're building such good communication. I absolutely love it because it's not an easy thing to do. It really isn't. And I can't stress that enough, how hard it actually is to sit people down and talk to them about how you are truly feeling. So the fact that she did that and the fact that you feel you can do that as well is so amazing. and it's something to cherish. And relationships can be work, can't they? They're not always easy. They're not always sunshine and rainbows. There's going to be times where someone else finds our partner attractive and we just have to be like, okay, how am I going to deal about this? Like, how am I going to go about this situation? How am I going to control myself in this so that my past isn't becoming my present? Because your past doesn't have to be your present. Your past can be the past, and we can be bigger people and we can learn from what happens in our past. So I hope that helps a little bit, but thank you so much for listening to the podcast, sending in your dilemma. I wish you all the best with everything that you are doing, and I absolutely love this communication. Communication is key, my friends, and we are slowly learning that together. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Somewhat Grown Up with me, Gemma Miller. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, an amazing rest of your day, and of course, I shall be here to catch up with you in next week's episode. Bye!